A little Wall Street 101.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Every day on this program, we talk about the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The Dow's up, the Dow's down. What we're referring to is a composite of 30 stocks, sort of a Wall Street box of chocolates. Except you know what you're going to get, the heavy hitters in corporate America. McDonald's, 3M, United Technologies, DuPont, Johnson & Johnson. Well, today, all five of those companies report their earnings. That's a sixth of the Dow stocks. So you can be sure those results will weigh heavily on the numbers. It's a big day for Johnson & Johnson for another reason. The company needs to come up with a better offer for medical device maker Guidant or lose out to competitor Boston Scientific. These medical devices are a hot market. Helen Palmer reports from the health desk at WGBH.
It's the baby boomers again. They're driving the demand for new knees and hips, a market set to grow nearly 10% a year. And the need for implanted devices such as Guidant makes that keep hearts functioning will grow twice as fast.
In 2010, it'll probably be a $20 billion market.
Bill Martineau of market research company Fredonia. He projects the total implanted device market at over $36 billion. The benefits, he says, go beyond improving patients' quality of life.
These devices can actually save drug costs and save the cost of long-term therapy. So they actually do have some cost savings benefits.
Profit on expensive heart devices runs about 70%. So Johnson & Johnson and Boston Scientific both covet Guidant's 25% share of that market. Analysts say if Johnson & Johnson does increase its offer for Guidant today, Boston Scientific might still have one last bid up its sleeve. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
Where would you guess the U.S. winds up in a new ranking of environmentally friendly countries? Top 10? Not even close. Try 28th, behind many Asian countries and most of Western Europe. The report will be presented this week at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, John Dimsdale reports.
By comparing the track records of 133 countries, author Dan Esty at the Yale Center for Environmental Law and Policy is hoping to generate some peer pressure for better resource management.
In fact, sort of a competitive spirit as countries say, hey, we don't want to be the lowest in the European Union, or we want to be top tier in Africa.
But Jim Boyd at the environmental research organization Resources for the Future doubts that comparing countries will do much good.
The idea that the U.S. is going to rise up and say, oh, Canada does better environmentally than we do, I'm not sure that's a huge motivator.
But Boyd says the performance index is useful for monitoring each government's environmental record over time to find out whether a country's policies are working. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Two words, sex sells. The website sex.com has been sold for $12 million in cash and stock. The domain has long been coveted as potentially one of the most lucrative on the web. The new anonymous buyers plan to turn it into, surprise, an adult entertainment site. Ford and GM stocks gave a boost Monday. Everybody now, the Dow climbed 21 points to 10,688. The S&P 500 index was up 2 to 1263. The NASDAQ gained less than a point to 2248. You're listening to Marketplace. For five decades, NASCAR has prided itself on being all-American, Fords and Chevrolets. But starting next year, Toyota will take its first spin around the track. Bob Moon explains why.
Toyota may employ 31,000 American auto workers, but its profits still go back to Japan. Industry commentator Peter DiLorenzo says the NASCAR deal helps the carmaker look less Japanese.
Toyota's absolutely obsessed with portraying themselves as America's car company.
Now other foreign carmakers will want in, says Jack Roush, who backs some NASCAR teams that race Fords.
I think that all the world's automobile companies certainly will have a desire to get involved with our stock car racing, and I think that it'll be good for the fans and good for the sport as that occurs.
But AutoExtremist.com's Peter DiLorenzo suggests ailing U.S. carmakers may end up deciding they can't afford the $125 million a year they each spend on NASCAR, which for them, he says, is only preaching to the choir. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Medtronic, alleviating pain, restoring health, extending life. Medtronic, on the web at Medtronic.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Time to open up the Marketplace Dictionary. Let's see, our word of the day is cartel, a group of companies that combines to regulate price and production. See also price fixing. Cartels are widely outlawed. In the U.S., price-fixing executives are sent to jail. In other countries, authorities often turn a blind eye. But in Europe, a crackdown on cartels is underway. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard reports.
The atmosphere of opulence at the Crillon Hotel in Paris was rudely disturbed recently, along with five other exclusive hotels. Journalist Gideon Rackman says they suffered the vulgar indignity of a dawn raid by competition officials.
There has been a big crackdown on the poshest hotels in Paris, which were found to be colluding to set prices and to keep them at their very, very high levels.
French telecom companies have been targeted too, says Michael Wise, a lawyer for the OECD in Paris. Three cell phone operators have just been punished for planning secret deals with each other over their market share.
The mobile phone companies were fined at €500 million for allocating the market for mobile telephones. And in France, that was absolutely unprecedented. The size of the fine, the vigor of the enforcement action.
In Germany, Italy and Britain, regulators are also taking a much tougher line than before against cartels. Andreas Reindl also works for the OECD.
I think over time there's just recognition building up that cartels are widespread and are extremely harmful for economies.
According to one estimate, we all pay 25% more for our goods and services because of price fixing by cartels. The Europeans are cracking down, partly as a result of pressure from the US, which has a much longer history of antitrust activity than Europe. Julian Joshua of the American antitrust law firm Howrey.
United States regards the unalloyed capitalist model as being under attack from international cartels.
He says the U.S. authorities have also realized it pays to punish antitrust activity.
They have raised $3 billion in corporate fines over the last 7 or 8 years, so they most certainly are a very large revenue earner for the government.
That message has not been lost on the Europeans, says Gideon Rackman, business editor of The Economist magazine.
The French government, in common with many other governments in Europe, Germany, Italy, is struggling to balance its budget. And it is rather welcome to have this windfall delivered to them by their competition authorities.
European regulators are cooperating, not to say colluding, as never before, and raising large sums in the process. Sounds a little bit like a cartel. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
In today's economic climate, there's only...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.